Now, as a prelude to a new recording of my next guests, Renaissance polyphony has a siren-like allure that draws the listener in, not actually bespoking shipwreck, but it can cause distraction to the actual music. How best to steer the ship? Well, the captain of the vocal ensemble that is De Profundis, Robert Hollingworth, shortly on how they approached recording the neglected masterpieces of the Spanish Renaissance composer Cristobal de Morales. From Cristobal de Morales as Missa Mille Regrets, the Sanctus De Profundis, conducted by Robert Hollingworth. And it's a new recording of Morales, which he and Mark Dourish feel has been very sadly neglected. They both started De Profundis, which is deep voices and male voices alone. But they will tell me, because they are both in different parts of the kingdom. Good evening to you. Robert, I think, where are you?
Buenas noches from York.
Buenas noches from York, and to you, Mark, and you're, I think, in Cambridge somewhere?
I'm in Cambridge, that's right.
Well, Mark, you're not, as you say, a professional musician, but you sang at Jesus College, Cambridge. You co-founded De Profundis, and you are still ministering to us in bodily form, if and spiritual as well, as a doctor outside Cambridge.
That's right, but I'm ironically enough, I'm currently off work with COVID.
Oh no,
having caught it over the weekend, which is why I'm speaking to you via the internet rather than in person.
Yes, well, I'm sorry not to see you, but anyway, why did you? I mean, what made you think that we needed another group or another look at Renaissance music?
I'd always been inspired by the example of groups that I listened to when I was growing up. And so that's, you know, the Tavern Choir and the Gabrielli Consort. Yeah. And they had a very particular way of performing this repertoire, which was very heavily informed by musicological research.
Yes.
And so it's the idea of performing this kind of music in a historically informed way. Yeah. So in the way that, I mean, you can't say that it's 100% the way, but it's in a way that's very heavily influenced by how it was performed at the time.
Indeed. Well, I mean, I know that, Robert, you take a very, you know, a lot of the music you do is this, it's so embraceable by all of us, you know. You've done dramatic things with lots of composers. What can you do with somebody like De Morales who you feel has been neglected, or do we just need to go back to the basics?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. The first thing is, I mean, people get very exercised about the issue of performing pitch. And, you know, whether you perform certain things up a semitone, down a semitone, may not matter that much. But if you're changing an entire voice part, not to be sung by countertenors or female contraltos, but by high tenors, that really has an effect on the sound. And in a piece like Mille Regrets, in which you have two top voices and two second lines down, both high tenors, it all of a sudden means that you can hear the gubbins of what's going on at the center of the texture. And so it's that whole process of polyphony. You might remember, Sean, we talked years ago about a show called Talis in Wonderland.
Absolutely, wonderful too.
The point of which was to try to get people to understand what it was like to be in the middle of polyphony.
Yes.
You can actually do that better with male high tenors instead of countertenors or altos.
That's really interesting. Well, we're going to hear one of his great Magnificats. I mean, he's famous apparently for his Magnificats, not just in the New World, but by the Old World. And here it is again, Robert conducting De Profundis. From Morales' Magnificat, De Profundis, and Robert Hollingworth. Goodness, as you say, you can feel the gubbins. You feel you're in the middle. I felt I was in the middle of Talis and Sperminalium there. It's magnificent, especially with those sort of vocal contrasts.
And you'll take the point that there's a certain viscerality to this music as well. Sometimes I think Renaissance music can be a little bit over-precise, and there's a sort of rawness to it. One has to think Rioja a little more than pale ale.
I'm thinking that already. Thank you. But wonderful. Mark, why do you think he was famous in his time? Why do you think he's been rather neglected compared to, I suppose, another great Spanish figure, Victoria, Thomas Luis de Victoria? Why do you think?
Well, I was thinking about this afternoon. Why did the neglect happen? I've got no idea. So it's one of the things about being unjustly neglected is that the neglect is unjust. And with music of this quality, it really is inexplicable. The vagaries of history, I really don't know. But, you know, I'm very happy to promote this music now.
Wonderful. Well, both of you, Robert, you're going on a crusade now to record all of the masses, aren't you? And the Magnificats too.
It's a big project. With Eamon Dugan, my co-presenter on Coral Chihuahua, the both of us, over 10 years. Wish us health.
Yeah, I do. I wish you health and wealth as well. And it's wonderful to bring these back. Have you been delving, very briefly, have you been delving into the Vatican Library? Because I know we're hearing an Agnus Dei from the Missa Mille Regrets, supposedly based on a Josquin song, the whole thing. And he did something more raw at the beginning and then tidied it up afterwards?
Yes, he tidied it up. But the interesting thing is, I think listening back, he got it right the first time. However, the second time, it's more modern, darling. But I think the first time, I mean, just listen to the last 5 seconds of this clip, because there's an outrageous double leading note cadence that sounds like, I don't know, Philip Glass.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you know, everlasting voyage of discovery, and thank goodness you're bringing music back to us. It's living music we want. And the next, I suppose you will go on. How are you getting on, very briefly, Mark?
Disc number two, it will be the Requiem for Five Voices and the Officium Defunctorum.
Good. Okay, we are going to looking forward to that already. This album is out, I think, on Hyperion on Friday. Thank you both very much indeed for joining us in absentia, but bringing alive the music of Cristobal de Morales. This is the Agnus Dei, the earlier version. No tidying up necessary from the Missa Mille Regrets. De Profundis, conducted by Robert. The Agnus Dei from the Missa Mille Regrets by Cristobal de Morales. Morales' mass based supposedly on a Josquin song. Unjustly neglected, I feel, my guests Mark Dourish and Robert Hollingworth, who together founded De Profundis, these different sort of voices, the male voices, absolutely extraordinary. Robert Hollingworth conducts there, Eamon Dugan conducts some in the recording as well, and the album comes out on Hyperion on Friday, and they are starting to record all the Morales masses and the Magnificats as well. You are listening to In Tune here on BBC Radio 3. It was wonderful to have Bryn.